Joining us now is a new Houston Texans quarterback, none other than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan, we saw you in the building on Thursday, checking out the facilities, meeting with some folks, and overall, what was your first impression of the Texans once you got here and saw what was going on?
I think it's an incredible place, and I've heard a lot about it just from other guys that I've played with that have been Texans, how well the organization has run. But it's obviously an impressive place to walk into and see, and then meeting with Coach O'Brien and the staff. You know, I walked away from there feeling really good about being able to join the team.
Yeah, you just said a few key things there. Bill O'Brien, the new head coach, and the staff. George Godsey is the quarterback's coach. He's a guy you'll likely be working quite a bit with. You got to meet with him. Had you met him before? What was the Thursday meet like, and what do you envision the future like with him?
I hadn't met George before, but it was a really good meeting. You know, I just think that it's not necessarily a must-have, but when you've got a quarterback coach that's played the position before and played it at a high level, I think there's certain things that he'll understand that you're going through during games, good stuff, bad stuff, the emotional and mental side of the game, all that maybe somebody else wouldn't. And so we had some real positive conversations. We talked ball a little bit, talked family, you know, different things. But I got a really nice impression from him right away that we're going to mesh well together.
From your time with the Bills and from your time on Thursday with O'Brien, give us a sense, as broad as it might be, of what fans might see from you and this Houston Texans offense under Bill O'Brien.
Well, I think when I was in Buffalo, I saw, you know, the way the Patriots did it when he was there all too often, probably how successful it was. And, you know, it's something that's very, it puts a lot on the quarterback. The quarterback's a guy that needs to be able to process information quickly. And, you know, there are certain traits that I feel like I bring to the table that could really help. But I think it's going to be a very exciting and fun offense to be a part of. And just in general, I mean, when I talked to Coach O'Brien on the phone, and then when I met him in person, he's just very, very impressive, and you know, nothing but good things to say about him so far.
Whether it's a Kubiak offense, an O'Brien offense, you know, an offense of just pick a name, you're going to get to throw to a guy like Andre Johnson, and it really doesn't even matter what sort of offense he's in. You've been around good receivers before, Ocho Cinco in Cincinnati, Stevie Johnson in Buffalo, good young receiving core down there in Tennessee last year. How anxious are you to get to throw the ball to number 80?
Oh, I'm really excited. I mean, he's one of the best. He's been one of the best for a long time. And, you know, it's been fun for me. Just to kind of add to that list, you know, coming in, I got to throw Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce. And then it was Ocho Cinco and TJ Houshmandzadeh. Then it was T.O. and Lee Evans and Stevie Johnson and, you know, Nate Washington and Kendall Wright last year. And it's been fun for me. All those guys have different personalities and different ways to go about it. But, you know, from afar, I've always admired Andre and the way that he goes about his business. And playing with Kevin Walter last year and, you know, getting to hear some stories about Dre and the things that he did and the way that he approached the game just seems like a very impressive guy on and off the field from what I've heard.
Was there a story that Walter told you that sticks out above the rest about Andre?
No, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just you see it in his production every year. The consistency is unbelievable with what he's been able to do. But I think just the way that he works and some of the stories about, you know, how dedicated he is and how he's not a selfish guy at all. I think all that stuff just really stands out and is impressive to me.
Quarterbacks by nature and by varying degrees are teachers of the offense and teachers in other regards as well. Some are, you know, more vocal about it and more helpful about it. Some aren't. What type of teacher are you? What type of educator are you?
Well, this is going to be a new offense. I don't know if it's fortunate or unfortunate, but I've been in a lot of different offenses. And so if there's one thing that I'm good at, it's picking up a new system. But I'm looking forward to that, the challenge of learning it. And, you know, to be able to teach it and to help and do all that, you've really got to have a deep understanding yourself. So as soon as we can get going here, I'm really excited about, you know, fully jumping into this stuff and really learning it together as an offensive unit and going from there. But it's something that I really enjoy. I really enjoy the X's and O's part of the game and all the preparation that goes into a game.
You know, everything you just said jives with what we've heard about Bill O'Brien. What did Bill O'Brien say to you on Thursday when you were visiting here?
Well, you know, it wasn't all football related. We definitely, you know, talked about families and got to know each other a little bit and kind of related to some of the games we played against each other and, you know, players that he's coached and I played with or whatever it was. We talked about a lot of that stuff, but we did with Coach O'Brien and with George, we got into some of the X's and O's a little bit, just talking about the basics of the system and what they ask of their quarterback and all that stuff. And it's just, for me, it was a very exciting thing just to see the demands that they put on the quarterback and, you know, all the different ways that they attack defenses and their scheme and what they're trying to do. And, you know, I walked away so impressed just by his knowledge and passion of the game. And that, to me, maybe the thing that got me most excited.
Last thing, you're a Harvard alum. He's a Brown alum. Did you talk a little Ivy League trash with him?
Well, it was one-sided because Harvard won the tourney game, the March Madness game. So I think we were both proud Ivy Leaguer, but maybe me a little more so because it was Harvard that had the win.
There you go. Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, welcome to Houston. We look forward to seeing you here in the building again very soon, and we'll talk with you again down the line.